Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Roberto Peña. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skip Lockwood. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs, who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Harper steals second. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper scores. Theobald moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Theobald tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Brewers. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Melton applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado throws to second for one, and Andrews throws to first, and May drops the ball. One out. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood bunts towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Kubiak moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is one for one in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Harper reaches third base with a triple. Kubiak scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Brewers. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Theobald hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. May takes first base on ball 4. Bradley moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper juggles the ball. That's an error on Harper. Bradley scores. May goes all the way around to score. Melton moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Brewers, 3. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann strikes out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bradley moves to second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-1 in the game. Voss takes first base on ball 4. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roof bunts towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Voss moves to second. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Voss moves to third. Two outs. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0-for-0 in the game. Lockwood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Lockwood reaches second base with a double. Voss scores. It's White Sox, 4, Brewers, 4. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Theobald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. May hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Bradley covering, for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Briggs moves to second. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Voss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone. Voss reaches second base with a double. Briggs scores. Peña moves to third. It's White Sox, 5, Brewers, 5. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak is walked intentionally. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bradley hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. John Morris now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnstone. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Johnstone steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harper strikes out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Theobald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Melton strikes out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Tom Egan pinch hits for Ed Hairman. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Rich McKinney pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. McKinney reaches second base with a double. Andrews scores. Egan moves to third. It's 6-5, White Sox. Rich Morales pinch hits for Tom Bradley. Lou Krause now pitching. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Egan now catching. Bart Johnson now pitching. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Peña bunts towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Andrews covering, for the out. Briggs moves to second. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Briggs moves to third. Frank Tipdino pinch hits for Phil Roof. Frank Tipdino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Voss. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Voss steals second. Frank Tipdino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipdino is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Gus Gill pinch hits for Lou Krause. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez now catching. Ken Sanders now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. May hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Theobald hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Harper moves to second. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Peña hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Melton strikes out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reichardt strikes out. Rodriguez drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Reichardt out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Andrews hits a fly ball towards left. Briggs settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Briggs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Egan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-5. White Sox. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Voss hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Andy Kosko pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko takes first base on ball 4. Kubiak moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harper strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.